May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.
Howdy, this is the Cosmic Cowboy with Cosmic Love for Saturday, December 31st, 2022, my New Year's Eve show. And today I'll be discussing highlights of the year and the 2023 thought form process of the year as the Great Awakening goes mainstream. That's the theme, folks. You know, this last year was the 2022 great turnaround, and now I'm basically doing a little bit of predictive modeling with the Great Awakening going mainstream. Set our minds free in 2023. Enough of the propaganda already. But before I go any further, it's time for a cosmic weather report. I'm a little over dramatic there, but right now Jupiter is in Aries and sextile Pluto, which is aligned with Venus and Mercury in the last degrees of Capricorn. This conveys a very expansive ability to empower a higher mental concept of Aquarian love. So I'll be going into that today. The sun is also in Capricorn and in a nice trine with the moon and Uranus in Taurus. A nice touch for earthy celebrations tonight with a spark of Uranus spontaneity and surprise. Anyway, so much for the cosmic far side. Today I published the first newsletter for 2023 called The Great Awakening Goes Mainstream. And that's actually the theme for the year, the 2023 Mainstream Awakening. And so I'll go into that first and then go into some of the wrap-up for 2022 from my newsletter back on the solstice. And I'm going through these publications as, you know, basically a reading. You know, I'm going through the narrative, the videos and articles of the week that you won't see in the lamestream media. And remember, you can always pause the podcast playback to watch the videos and read the articles and the respective newsletters, you know, listed in the show notes. But for now, here's a reading from The Great Awakening Goes Mainstream. There's an infographic at the top that is kind of a keynote that says, all the wisdom that we have learned is a foundation for what is yet to come. So let's accrue the wisdom of 2022 and claim the victory of 2023. So this is the first article of the year. I published it today, but it's for January 1st, 2023. The Great Awakening Goes Mainstream, Disrupting Old Paradigm Paralysis BS, Belief System. And featuring the thought form process of the year. Mainstreaming Aquarian predictive modeling with the creative ascent process, the capstone for quantum thinking in the quantum age. And I'm going to be going into this quantum everything and how I've been going into this some in 2022 in the last several months, leading up to more of an understanding of quantum thinking in the quantum age, quantum think. So the veil is thinning, mass awakening is winning, Aquarian quantum age is beginning, and united sovereigns of Earth are now grinning. So seize the vision, embrace the virtue, vow with valor, and claim the victory. Happy New Year. So that's the way I begin this, and I go on to say that this is the year that global humanity will awaken to first principles of the Aquarian quantum age, as will define and refine personal and planetary revelations, upgrade revelations, mastering quantum science to manifest quantum reality with a high state of love. Now, the keynotes here with this understanding of quantum science, it's hyperlinked. There's a whole website. You might consider like that a chapter of this ebook. Now, this each of my newsletters is like an ebook, and the chapters are the hot links that goes into depth on keynote concepts of each newsletter. And as we're talking about the Aquarian Quantum Age, there's a hyperlink chapter on quantum science and a hyperlink chapter on, a hot link on quantum reality. So you can click on quantum science or tap on quantum science or quantum reality. In the article, which again is in the show notes, featuring this mainstream awakening, first article of the year. So again, this is all positioning, this evolution, revolution, revelations that are going on. We talk about, people talk about in the 3D world, we talk about full spectrum autism all the time. People that are, not quite all there, but we very rarely talk about full spectrum enlightenment. And that's kind of the theme of cosmic love. That's the predictive modeling, more light and love, easier and faster, a high state of love, naturally neutralizing the deep state of dystopia, disinformation, dysfunction, devolution, and to reverse that, that was the theme of this last year, the 2022 turnaround, reverse that, and now claiming the victory, the mainstream awakening, the understanding of the Aquarian age as the quantum age is pretty well summed up by this quote by this physicist, Paul Davies, who says, quote, "The 19th century was known as the machine age, and the 20th century will go down in history as the information age. I believe the 21st century will be the quantum age." So this segues to an article that was just published here this last week from Mind Matters, and it's the article caption, headline is, "Why Many Researchers Now See the Brain as a Quantum System." So the subtext here is that the hypothesis is that the brain relies on quantum physics, not classic physics, to empower thinking processes. The actual processes of consciousness as involves and evolves one's connection to the source field, the quantum field. Quantum field, effective sensory perception, or ESP. Now, the source field, the concept of the source field, again, that's hyperlinked. There's a whole, you might say, a chapter on that of this ebook on the source field, and it's all about heart coherence. The coherence factor. It's like the glue that holds universe together is a frequency in the source field called, that corresponds to heart coherence, which is actually a golden ratio algorithm of the heart rhythm when it's in the frequency of holy compassion and loving kindness. So there's a link on that because that's really, connection with source, but the source field, heart coherence. I mean, there can't be mind congruence without heart coherence. This is really the keynote to what in the Aquarian age will be understood as effective sensory perception, or ESP. Most people think of ESP as extra sensory perception, but there's nothing extra about it when you have it. How to culture it, the keynote is, again, the coherence factor, which is a frequency that basically is in the web of light, the Antakarana, the web of light, the coherence factor is like the glue, in the fabric of universe, that weaves the fabric of universe with this, again, this golden ratio algorithm of the heart rhythm and the frequency of holy compassion, loving kindness, joy, etc. So one of my favorite quotes by Rumi I've put here, in context of this narrative, And it is, as Rumi says, quote, the desire to know your own soul will end all other desires. So you might say we're in the dark night of the soul of global civilization right now. It's kind of waking up, but as the light brings up all that's unlike itself, and as the light surges, the darkness purges, and this is what happens as we, you know, as the wising up and the rising up in the high state rattles the cage of the deep state. So bringing it back to this understanding of the Aquarian quantum age, this is the pure intention that optimizes uprising with this quantum, you know, might say upgrade with the quantum age. So we're exiting the mechanistic industrial age, you know, which is 3D emphasis BC before computers. We're now transitioning to the information age, which is more of a 4D emphasis, you know, computer internet revolution. And we're entering the Aquarian quantum age, which is 5D emphasis, co-creation with source code, the source field, with source, co-creation with the heart of creation, which is that coherence factor that I was referring to. So there's a geometry to all of this, you know, the love model, you know, cosmic love as far as universal rights, you know, the L in the love model, linear logical left brain letter of law, universal rights in the public sphere, the nonlinear spherical spirit of the law of one, and how the L and the O, which is like linear left brain and nonlinear right brain, how the two hemispheres of the brain co-create, you know, switching back and forth almost instantly, very quickly, between left and right hemisphere. Again, in the West, we're more left brain dominant. We think from left to right, from linear, more left brain dominant to the nonlinear, and in the Eastern hemisphere of the world, they think they're more right brain dominant, and they think from right to left. I mean, their print technology, they read from right to left. They're right brain dominant. And the way that evolved this way in the holographic universe, and it just corresponds to the hemispheres of the brain. And again, the West is more left brain dominant. The East is more right brain dominant. That's why the East is inscrutable. The nonlinear thinking, the intuitive, nonlinear, spherical consciousness gets compartmentalized by the left brain linear logical letter of the law, which killeth the spirit of the law. This is, you know, this balance of the linear and the nonlinear, the L and the O, there's a, when they're in balance, there's a synergy in the Trinity, which is the V, the LO and the V. And this is on all four sides of the pyramid of self and civilization ascending to the capstone, the creative ascent process. Now, those who've listened to my show and been reading my newsletter over the years, and there's more than 5,000 people on my newsletter that are on my been on my newsletter for more than 5 years, who know what I'm talking about when I refer to this geometrically ordered divinity and how you might say the kingdom of cosmos, you know, is within us as far as the infrastructure, sacred geometry, frames of reference that keynote this understanding of God, geometrically ordered divinity is love. You know, this love model, cosmic love model that I refer to. So at this point in my newsletter, I'm segueing to the revelation of the year. Now think in your mind, what is the big revelation of the year? Revelation for me, what was self-evident to me as the revelation of the year was that the plandemic planners, you know, who did before the COVID thing happened, they had their sessions, their, you know, simulations that prepare for the plandemic. These planners had a covert psychological operation, you know, a PSYOP, that was codenamed COVID. Certificate of Vaccination ID. Now think about that. COVID, the code name for the PSYOP, was Certificate of Vaccination ID, COVID. It was never about health, folks. This was the big revelation of the year for a lot of people on my list, for a lot of people in the world. I've been, you know, this theme, I've been massaging this message. That was never about health. It was always about control of the population to put a brake on mainstream awakening. Basically, to depress the Great Awakening, to suppress the Great Awakening, to put a brake on the Great Mainstream Awakening. So what's happening globally right now, and this is, you know, this will be kind of the theme of the year, Mainstream Awakening, but we're just like beginning of the year. And what we're seeing right now is a global identity crisis. You know, a global ID, you know, identity crisis, sovereign, free, or slave. So I've got a video here that's I put it right at the top because it's really a comprehensive overview of this situation. And so I say, watch the ID prison being created. Perhaps the most urgent challenge of 2023. Is this global digital ID prison that's being created. This is from the Corbett Report. James Corbett is brilliant in these compendiums, these video mini documentaries that he does. This one's 55 minutes. There's a shorter 5-minute overview of this situation. But I wanted to orient this first for a very thorough orientation of a very critical issue. It was probably the most critical issue of 2023. So, as James Corbett says, do you get the feeling the digital ID is being hyped by every government, corporation, financial institution, and globalist connected NGO as the way of the future? Well, you're right. But why is this being pushed so hard right now? In this important edition of the Corbett Report podcast, James lays out the digital ID agenda and how it serves as the linchpin of the entire technocratic enslavement grid. Now, that's a mouthful. And a lot of people, you know, they just can't, you know, they don't want to go there. But, I mean, this is a very real thing that's been going on all 2022. It's been emerging, this issue. And this question in 2023 is that, is this the year of central bank digital currency, CBDCs, or will this terrible idea be consigned to the dustbin of history? So this is Earth's final test as part of our global initiation into the Galactic Federation of Sovereign Planets. Now, I've been talking about the secret space program for the last 14 years doing my radio show, having whistleblowers on the secret space program and what's going on with the secret space program that's no longer secret. In one sense, I mean, the Space Force is the fifth branch of the military now, but it's a limited hangout. We don't hear about what's going on intergalactically with the Space Force or the free energy technology, which could liberate of the Earth from petrochemical pollution. But, you know, I digress. The point is that the big test of 2023 is to be aware that the AI digital transhuman agenda by alien inhumane forces that are dense, unconscious, and heartless, as in duh, also known as the 3D energy veil, as in evil or evil, that is stuck in negativity, as in S-I-N, stuck in negativity. Now, there are a lot of acronyms there. I play around with those, but, you know, how do you focus awareness on something that challenges awareness? Well, this is the challenge. Some people would call it, you know, the Illuminati, dark side of the force, whatever. You know, I'm just talking about, in general terms, there are principalities of density, darkness, density, dense, unconscious, and heartless, duh, There are principalities of darkness that are evil and are stuck in negativity, and they want everyone to be as miserable as they are. So there's a 5-minute video here by the Reese Report, and it's brilliant. It's short and sweet. It's kind of intense. And it's, again, how a digital prison is being built around you right now. The banker's plan for a digital beast system is upon us. Now, again, I've been talking about this all year. It's going to be this the big issue, you know, where things are going. There's a resolution of this, but there's no healing this situation until we come out of denial of what the situation is. So this is the moment when you realize that the conspiracy nut was telling the truth, you know. So imagine a crowd with wailing and gnashing of teeth. There are people that do not want to go there any more than they wanted to back at the time of 9/11, didn't want to go into the whole 9/11, so to speak, conspiracy theory that it was a controlled demolition into its own footprint. With Building 7 going down without being hit without a plane later in the day, and the guy who owned the 9/11 buildings saying, well, we pulled it. He said it on national TV, which is to say it was a controlled demolition. But again, I digress. The compendium newsletter goes on to say that, and you know, with the headline that the Democrats are now the war party. And there's a picture of Zelensky with, the Speaker of the House, Pelosi, and the Vice President holding up a Ukrainian flag in Congress, as happened, you know, here this last week, you know, a few days ago, and big grandstanding thing in Congress. And there's a quote here in an article by Chris Hedges just 3 days ago that the Democratic Party has become the party of permanent war, fueling massive military spending, which is hollowing out the country from the inside and flirting with nuclear war. Now, this is endgame for the deep state, folks. Again, it's sometimes darkest before the dawn. If this doesn't wake up some people, I don't know what will. You know, to realize, you know, just kind of get an objective perspective on what's going on. I mean, if you get past the wailing and gnashing of teeth, you know, this whole thing of this whole digital gulag thing that's being created, if you can get past that and just have an objective perspective on it, it's good to keep in mind what's going on leading into 2023 as far as trendings, and whether the trendings will take a turn to the right or to the left. In other words, is the trending going to go south on us, or is the predictive modeling going to wake up, wise up, and rise up enough people soon enough that basically we have a mainstream awakening, critical mass in 2022? So at this point of the podcast, I want to go into, you know, well, it's actually not a podcast right now. I'm doing this live, but it will be in a podcast here in a few days. I wanted to give kind of a cosmic update and overview, as I shared with family and friends in my Christmas letter. That's hyperlinked again in the show notes with the podcast. Will be with this article on Mainstream Awakening. You can pull that up in another window. And as I'm speaking with the podcast, you can pause it at any time, for example, and read along with the narrative. And where I come to the Christmas letter, it's hyperlinked, and you can go there and read it if you want. And again, this was sent to family and friends. You might have missed it. But again, the keynote point was that fear is the virus and love is the cure. So the understanding that, you know, fearless faith in the ordained power of love, you know, naturally neutralizes the faithless fear of powerly potentates who are possessed with an inordinate love of power that wants everyone as fearful and miserable as they are. Now, Aquarian love of a more enlightened nature just wants to be free, you know, unbound and without cost. That's the type of love that will define and refine Aquarian institutional models as represent an upgrade of the prevailing economics of scarcity. An upgrade of the economics of scarcity, you know, the oxymoronic value of scarcity, and with global economic reset to an economics of abundance that will liberate abundant love, you know, the high state of love, universal cosmic love at the heart of our new global social network communities. Now, again, with this, I'm referring to Heartware, an interactive interface for mass-to-mass interaction that will involve and evolve our individual and collective consciousness. Been talking about it for years. Gave a presentation to 10 agencies of the federal government on Capitol Hill back in 1974, 48 years ago. And I've referenced that, again, in my newsletters and even at, you know, well, in many of the archives, shows and on the website at heartcom.org and at Heartcom Network. There's links on that background story to what I'm referring to when I talk about love as a language of consciousness and the processes of consciousness whereby we can involve and evolve our consciousness with this interactive interface language and model, and how that works and what that looks like, etc. So interactive love and action is the holistic, healthy, and wholly integrated key to Aquarian light love reality. You know, the Aquarian age of light and love, you know, the higher the concept of light and cosmic love, the greater the results thereby. You know, so full faith in quantum principles of evolution serves to transcend dystopian devolution. And by doing what the poor in spirit are not able or willing to do, we keep strong faith in the spiritual gold standard for sovereignty, whereby our concept of God is love naturally rules at a more enlightened level. You know, a high state transcending the deep state. And I love the quote by Dr. David R. Hawkins, where he says, quote, "To understand the nature of God, it is necessary only to know the nature of love itself. To truly know love is to know and understand God, and to know God is to understand love." Simple. God is love and is forgiving. Faith in our victory trumps the fear of tyranny, just as pure intention focuses attention with love retention for conscious ascension in the fifth dimension of full comprehension. That's my cosmic rap, and I'm sticking to it. So the kind man of love sees God, you know, geometric order divinity, and all mankind, co-creation in the 5D Holy Spirit of love and action. Why? Because the more you work with the archetypes of universal law language, the more you see things archetypally. God, love, consciousness. So this is the currency of conscience for reset to an economics of abundance, and it is naturally very disruptive to the prevailing value of scarcity economics. You know, we live in a bizarre world. We have an economic system called the value of scarcity, the economics of scarcity, the oxymoronic value of scarcity. It's like, again, we always hear about full-spectrum autism. We never hear about full-spectrum enlightenment. Well, that's the predictive modeling that will take us from deep state to high state, you know. But, you know, with great awakening comes the great tribulation. I mean, it goes with the territory, you know, the psychological terrain. You know, the dark side fears public enlightenment, you know, mass uprising and uprising. So as Aquarian frequency shift surges, the lockstep authoritarian paradigm paralysis purges. The enlightened high state naturally transcends and transmutes, you know, resets the dark side deep state. Got to reset the dark side deep state in 2023. You know, hope you agree that 2023 we'll take it to the next level. So the good news of the year is that the great awakening of global netizens, who are networking for the net worth of net reality. What's really going on with enlightened reset of core social, political, and economic institutions. So we've arrived just in time for the 2023 mainstream awakening. This is the whole point of our conscious evolution. You know, conscientious evolution, revolution, revelations now, whereby Aquarian communities are emerging in global social networks. So there's a big shift to intolerance for big lie propaganda. The whole truth is decimating big lie disinformation. Our cooperative spirit is bridging contrived divisions, and victory virtues are overcoming victim dictum. And I love the quote for Thomas Jefferson in this regard. Again, one of the sponsors, authors of the revolution, said that enlighten the people generally, and tyranny and oppression of body and mind will vanish like evil spirits at the dawn of day. You know, enlighten the people generally, you know, encourage, empower the high state, the deep state, vanishes like evil spirits at the dawn of day. So the trending of general enlightenment with the 2022 Great Turnaround is reaching critical mass with the 2023 Mainstream Awakening. That's where the 100th monkey effect kicks in and almost everyone gets it. You know, the real crisis and the great opportunity for us as United Sovereigns of Earth. Thomas Jefferson also said that, quote, "We have the greatest opportunity the world has ever seen. As long as we remain honest, which will be as long as we can keep the attention of our people alive. If they once become inattentive to public affairs, you and I and Congress and assemblies, judges and governors would all become wolves." So we have the opportunity to create the world all over again, as Thomas Paine said, you know, wrote Common Sense, sparked the revolution. Jefferson had Thomas Paine to the White House and said, "We couldn't have done it without you." And Thomas Paine was very big on predictive modeling of, you know, we have the power to create the world all over again. That was a quote by him, which is to say, you know, we can recreate, you know, the world in terms now of the United Sovereigns of Earth, just like Thomas Paine said in Common Sense, sparked the American Revolution. He gave us the term United States of America. He branded the term United States of America as the concept of the United Colonies, United States, as, you know, the concept that, you know, became us. Now the new us, it's a global affair. It's United Sovereigns of Earth. It's a major theme that I've been talking about for years. And the greatest fear of the dark side deep state has always been that the masses would wake up, you know, as one, worldwide, you know, unity and diversity. In the meantime, the dark side deep state, you know, pretends that they are the enlightened. You know, they call themselves a lot of the power elite call, you know, the Illuminati. You know, that they're really the true woke ones who know better. But in my opinion, this is why the powers that want to be, in control, foisted the murderous pandemic on the people of Earth, you know, utilizing experimental gene therapy under false flag emergency powers that mandated toxic injections that have already killed or harmed for life millions, if not billions, of people. So I segue here to an article. It was in Natural Life News just 3 days ago. And the headline is, "A critical mass of the population no longer trusts vaccine scam." And the byline here is that Big Pharma shows signs of collapse as a critical mass of the population no longer trusts the vaccine scam. People are becoming more afraid of vaccine injuries than the diseases the vaccines supposedly prevent. So perhaps it had to get this bad before the survival instincts of people would see through the hypnotic trance of mass pharmacide that weaponized vaccines for a larger agenda of population reduction and control by way of emergency mandates for digital IDs digital passports, digital currency, and a digital social credit system that can digitally empty your bank account if you don't comply with digital chipping, tracking, and tracing. This is followed by an article, Chipping the Brain. The brain-computer interface is already here. This is from Technocracy News. And as it explains in the byline, Neuralink is ready to stick chips in humans. Synchron and BlackRock Neurotech have already done this, as have many others. They're doing it already, folks. Now, by contrast, there are natural ways to upgrade the brain holodeck, you know, the holographic field, quantum field between your ears. So if you read about the Aquarian frequency shift, which is hyperlinked here, hot linked, you can go if you haven't read about that, you can understand how the frequency shift with the frequency, the energies of Aquarius, the field that the Earth has entered into in its precession of the equinox, these energies are graduating consciousness of us, united sovereigns of Earth, to the next level. Quantum age, unity and diversity as a unified field of local and global communities through interactive mass-to-mass telecom, you know, emphasizing the TLC and the telecommunication process, as is hyperlinked and explained, whereby this is happening. The concept of vision alone can be the catalyst for a self-fulfilling prophecy, predictive modeling. So social conscience is thus mainstreaming a high state of net reality. As global netizens network the opportunity for Aquarian enlightenment in global social networks. This is Web 3.0 telecom. What that looks like with culturing social conscience in our global social network. So a new unity state is transcending the deep state of corporate powers adverse to constitutional principle. This is what's going on with the mainstream awakening in 2023. A new unity state is transcending the deep state of corporate powers adverse to constitutional principle. So I can see this trending in a trend fit with personal and planetary win-win, you know, with the upwising and uprising of all of us as united sovereigns of Earth. You know, it's a global issue now, not unlike the dynamic revolution, emphasizing the evolution in 1776 that birthed the United States. Again, it's a global issue now. Now we're birthing united sovereigns of Earth, that concept of unity consciousness, conscientious common sense, as Thomas Paine would call it. So I'm optimistic that servant leaders will empower the wisdom of quantum reality with the quantum science of quantum love, the Heartware Project. And that's hyperlinked. Whole chapter on the Heartware Project, what that looks like for global unity and diversity in a process that will involve and evolve 5D TLC keys to Aquarian, again, unity in diversity, community through communications for coming into one. That's the process of mainstream awakening that, again, as we culture this understanding, we're culturing conscientious common sense for how unity and diversity can check and balance all that is less than the high state, you know, all the deep state finaglings and inversion, subversion, and perversion of the high state, you know, basically, you know, to shine the light on it. Transmuted all cause, effect, record, and memory. So 2023 may be much different than you imagined and yet more wondrous than you ever hoped for. So keep the faith, see the good, have a wonderful year. Happy New Year. If you identify as a light bearer or a light worker and or a light weaver, then just share this Mainstream Awakening newsletter of, you know, this new year with your family and friends who also want to make it so, make it happen. So there is another article that I could go into a little bit. I'm just going to reference it because I don't have time to it. I'm going to have to shorten the show today. And it was regarding a wrap-up of 2022, the 2022 Great Turnaround Series. It was done back in the winter solstice, and a beautiful graphic of winter solstice, crystal fire mist, sphere of oneness. And the theme you can go into as far as looking at some of the keynotes of 2022, a review of 2022, a preview of 2023. There's a four-minute music video at the top by Bach and called Sleepers Wake. And you can listen to that while you scan down through some of the keynote wrap-up videos and articles of 2023. Some of them are really exceptional, again, by the Corbett Report on predictions of the year. Kind of a summation of this last year and predictions for 2023, and some other videos that are exceptional. So there's a health video of the year by Dr. Robert W. Malone. There's a lot on the Twitter files and infographics, short videos, longer videos, what's going on with issues of the year that are going to spill over into 2023. And giving it a kind of a Christic perspective, solstice is actually the new year for a lot of people. So this is a wrap-up with a little bit of a Christmas message and some hopefully inspirational material that you can appreciate. So thanks, everyone, for listening. Hopefully if you've heard something that sparks your conscience and awakens your part in the global revolution in higher consciousness that is accelerating through the 2020s. So keep the faith, see the good, make it so, dance like no one is watching, love like you've never been hurt, and be the change you want to see. Happy trails to you until we meet again. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to this presentation on Cosmic Love. I hope you have enjoyed receiving this as much as I have enjoyed giving it. There is a new relationship with all humanity that is maturing with the new synchronicity of instant, everywhere, interactive, net reality. Cosmic Love is the heart of this synchronicity. Tools and processes that empower the wisdom of Cosmic Love is the purpose of the Worldwide Love Foundation. The family of man is now making a quantum leap into a new consciousness as never before in history. Our awareness as humankind is expanding, and the internet reflects that multidimensional expansion of consciousness into new realms of omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence in the power of cosmic love. This has huge implications. The more information we have, the greater the need to get it all in order. The more knowledge power we have, the greater the need for the wisdom of cosmic love. That should be common sense, and it's time to make common sense more common. If you agree that the American Revolution was huge for freedom and opportunity in the world, look what's happening to the whole world now. A new connection with cosmic love is positioning the golden rule, law, language for a golden age in our spirit, our minds, our hearts, and the soul of humanity. We're on the threshold of a global revolution that is awakening the angels of our better nature. Let's be honest and reason together. Cosmic love has always been the golden rule law language for every golden age in cosmic history. Some things don't change, only the ability of the human mind to grasp the full implications of the world in which we now live. That has changed with the internet, and like an adolescent who is not an adult yet, but not a child either, The internet is now installed, operational, and ready to take our personal and planetary consciousness to the next level. That would be cosmic love, and the foundation principles for this is the love model, a universal law language interface for net reality that represents the five-dimensional intelligence that can fulfill a global revolution in higher consciousness. Check it out for yourself. See how it works. Consider the role you can play and how you can benefit. The sooner you get the vision of this cosmic love thing, the sooner you can profit from a wholly new economy that will transform all our social networks with extraordinary abundance of everything held sacred by free people worldwide. There is a new intelligence that is defining and refining humanity's evolutionary ascent. The higher the intelligence of universal cosmic love, the greater the results. The gateway to higher consciousness is, in fact, the language of consciousness. The five-dimensional intelligence that cosmic love frames in form and frequency, as in frequently. Once you get it, how the Holy Spirit of love and action can heal our individual and collective conscience, it will become self-evident how cosmic love can nurture and culture the net reality that brings a Holy Spirit to the collective consciousness of humanity. Love heals all, always has, always will. The more cosmic and universal the vision of love, the greater the results. Welcome to the opportunity. It's time to link the light workers who are love makers. The internet now provides this opportunity for extraordinary synchronicity as will empower wisdom with cosmic love. Someone had to do it. Now you can. Network for the net worth of this new net reality. You have the vision now before you. What you do with it can change your world and the world at large. We are all co-creators in the cosmic scheme of cosmic love. The great spirit of great love is the great opportunity that genuine freedom gives all of us. Heaven knows that there is nothing more valuable than the vision of cosmic love that has found its time. Experience the Worldwide Love Foundation in your consciousness, being, and world. Care enough to share this vision of great opportunity. Step into the circle of global connection as you center and connect with the five-dimensional intelligence of cosmic love that provides the cultural DNA for a golden age on Earth. Miracles happen when cosmic love is conceived, believed, and achieved. You are that miracle when you become the cosmic love you want to see in the world. Own this vision as your own. Embrace the intrinsic virtue of cosmic love. Make the vow to do what you can because you can. Claim the victory for all mankind aspiring to live as kind men. Here's to winning from the beginning of a global revolution that will finish worldwide with the great experiment and representative government gave humanity with the American Revolution. Heaven on earth is virtually in your hands. Do you want the keys to the kingdom? Are you ready to assemble the components to the capstone of cosmic love vision? Discover the five-dimensional intelligence that will empower your own virtually untapped gifts and talents. Consider how you can make a difference, if not the difference. It's your life, your world. Take command. Give cosmic love the chance that you want for all mankind. Now you can. See for yourself. Do it for cosmic love, and heaven knows cosmic love will bless your life far beyond this one. Sooner or later, what goes around comes around. You can call that good karma, or the justice of cosmic law, or just the blessings of cosmic love. It's the same thing. The abundant life is born in abundant love. The more cosmic that love, the more abundant is your life. Personally, I can't think of anything better to do, and I hope you feel the same way. So keep in touch with cosmic love. It only gets better as you pay attention. This is how cosmic love works. Pay attention because attention pays in ways that make cosmic love the new currency for global peace and prosperity. Your attention is your consciousness. The next economy for planetary civilization will pay attention to the value of virtue, the virtue of cosmic love. the family of man and our global village must be connected to this one virtue. We must pay attention to the first principles of higher consciousness if we are to transcend the old paradigms of scarcity consciousness that scarcity economics has created. This is the whole point of cosmic love. We won't heal our personal and planetary problems with the same consciousness that created the problems. The best hope for humanity is the charity of goodwill among mankind. This is the charity of cosmic love in action. This is the Holy Spirit of cosmic love in man that raises mankind with loving kindness. I hope you appreciate this message and share it with others. That may be just your circle of influence with family and friends, or it may be every news group or blog on the internet where lightworkers and enlightened netizens, global citizens, hang out. By the grace of cosmic love, enough good people will do enough soon enough to quickly turn the tide of global consciousness from the paradigm of scarcity to the paradigm of abundance that cosmic love cultures. May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.